Hi, and welcome to Elevating Business, the podcast that gives you tips and tricks for how to start, grow, and sell your online business. Also, take a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more info around how you can make your business better. But for now, here's today's episode. Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 181. The best methods to record and present video within your website. So this episode is a bit of a follow-on from episode 180, where we went into how to basically set up your YouTube channel with good video and get ranked and things like that. So I wanted to do a follow-up with this because sometimes people aren't necessarily putting their videos on YouTube. They want them on their website, which makes absolute sense. So I wanted to run through some stuff about how to do that today. So to begin with, you want to make sure that you're choosing the right video recording equipment. So you need to have a certain high quality ability to record your video. And so obviously that's not only visual, like your camera, it's also your microphone and particularly your lighting setup. And that's something that I found really important is the lighting. You can never have enough lighting. So you really want your video to look professional. And so lighting makes a massive difference. You might have to buy some lights to achieve that. There's heaps on Amazon. And so just sort of go in there and search for photography lighting or anything like that. And you'll find some good product that you can buy quite cheaply on Amazon. The other thing with your camera is you don't necessarily need to have a full professional camera. The phones these days, your iPhones or your Samsungs, the video ability on the more pro versions and maybe even some of the non-pro versions, they've got really good ability to record very well. And particularly when it's video of you talking about a certain topic sort of thing, it's not so much relying on doing landscape shots or, that's still photography or anything. The video recording is quite good on these. So you don't necessarily need to have a video recorder. You can use your phone. You just need to work out how to get your information off your phone and into a format on your computer that you can then edit and put onto your website. So all of that is worth thinking about how you're actually going to do that process, which brings us on to the second point, which is planning your video content. So before you start recording, you need to sit down and write a bit of an outline of your video content, including those key points, the structure of it, the visuals, basically keeping your audience in mind, looking to deliver that sort of really valuable, engaging content that's going to align with their interests and what the topic is about. You want to make sure that once you've got your video, you want to make sure it's optimized in terms of video length and format. So you want to keep them concise and focused. You're aiming for a length that holds the viewer's attention without kind of overwhelming them or boring them. So have a look on YouTube for similar videos to kind of what you're doing and look at the lengths of video that people are doing on there, because it's always a good industry standard on YouTube. It's a few tried and true methods that people are using. They've obviously done this a number of times. And so don't reinvent the wheel, copy what they're doing in terms of video length. And think about using different video formats to suit your audience, I guess. So different video formats could be in the way of tutorials, or you might even choose to do an interview with someone that's relevant to your topic, or even do a product demonstration if you're into physical products and you want to be able to show that. And you see that all the time, with various e-commerce sellers doing video presentations of their particular product. So once you've got your video, you want to make sure that when you're loading it onto your website, that you pay attention to video SEO. And this is similar to what we talked about on the YouTube optimizing that we talked on the last episode, 180. You want to make sure that your videos are, well optimized for search engines. So you're incorporating keywords into the video titles, the descriptions, and the tags. And remember, incorporate those keywords into your talking when you're recording the video, because when you transcribe your video, so turning your video into words, those words obviously will contain your keywords. So That's what Google and the search engines are going to use to look for certain keywords. They look at your transcripts as well as your your video titles and those descriptions. So make sure you talk about your keyword in your video. So remember to create those compelling sort of thumbnails and optimize your video meta tags to really improve that visibility in search engines. And that way you're just going to attract more clicks, which again is a cyclical thing. It will then attract more search. Okay, the other one is you want to make sure that when you are hosting your videos, rather than, and this is the easy way of doing it, is going and throwing it on YouTube and then linking the video from your website through to look to YouTube. So basically you're hosting the video on YouTube. Rather than doing that, why don't you think about putting it or hosting it on your own host? Because then you've got much more control over the user experience. It reduces those distractions because when you host it on YouTube, you're going to have adverts and all sorts of stuff popping up. And it really keeps your visitors staying on your site and engaged on your site. They don't go and watch the YouTube video and see a little sort of brief thumbnail of some other video that they might be interested in, and they click away onto that. If you host it on your own hosting, it keeps it in your site, keeps people on your site, which improves your bounce rate, which will in turn improve your searchability and the way Google's going to look at your videos. So all of that's quite important. When you're thinking about doing hosting of your video, make sure that you're choosing the right package for your hosting. We'll talk about that in a few minutes' time. Okay, one thing you want to also do is make sure you implement structured data markup. So using structured data markup, such as video object schema markup, you provide the search engines with additional context about your video. So what's your vi video about? So that really helps the search engines understand and index your videos more effectively, and it improves the visibility in the search results. So if what I've just said makes absolutely no sense to you, go and Google search video object schema markup and learn a bit about it. It's too much to talk about in this episode, but it's quite important for videos going into your website. So we touched on before with your hosting of your videos. One thing with your hosting is you want to make sure you optimize your video loading speed. And part of your hosting platform is the speed. So you can buy faster hosting for videos. So make sure that you've whatever package you're buying one that's going to make your videos play well. It's not going to buffer and then sort of mess around. It's going to provide that smooth user experience. So you can do that by compressing the video files as well. And you can also leverage that browser caching as well. So basically using content delivery networks or CDNs to reduce those load times. So that's sort of that preloading of your video. So there's a few things you can do here to make sure your videos are going to load fast and stay playing without buffering or anything like that. Think about accessibility. So, making your videos accessible to all users, including those with disabilities, is really important. And you can do that by providing closed captions, that at the bottom there, that tell the person what you're saying in text form. Transcripts, so that's basically the entire thing of your video, the entire verbals of your video, text out into words. And also audio descriptions. So this basically not only improves your accessibility, it also enhances that SEO as well because it makes your content more inclusive and searchable because it's words. And that's what the Google search engines and the other search engines are looking for. Okay, so one thing you want to make sure you do once you've got your video loaded is you want to test your video playback across different devices. So across your desktop, your mobile, your tablet sizes. So you want to make sure that's compatible and there's consistent performance of your video. So pay attention to those things like buffering or playback quality or even responsiveness. You want to make sure that your video is fitting on the screen of your mobile as well as fitting on your desktop screen at the same sort of size. It's not pushing off the side of your mobile or anything like that. So you want to make sure you test all of those, because people are going to be viewing your videos predominantly on mobile phones, but also through other mediums like your desktop or your tablet. So you want to be, well set up for all of those. Okay, and the last thing, and we mention this often, is make sure you monitor your video performance. So have a look at what your video is performing like. What are the metrics? So what are the views, the engagement? How long are you retaining viewers watching the video? So for example, if you've got a 5 minute video and you're retaining people for 5 or 10 seconds, chances are you need to address the start of your video because you're not capturing that viewer and keeping them on your video. If you're keeping someone for, 4 minutes, 45 out of your 5 minutes, you're probably doing pretty well, and maybe look at your finish or something like that, or you've lost their engagement at a certain point somewhere in between that. So that's the nice way about, or nice thing about videos, is you can see where people drop out. And there's obviously softwares that you can use to plugins and things that would monitor this sort of thing. But it's really good because you can sort of see where the issues are in your in your video, and you can go and address that by either re-editing that video or even redoing the video with a different style of presentation, or even just slightly different content in different areas which haven't performed well. So it's always really good to use that data to identify areas for improvement and sort of bring and boost your video strategy over time. So it might be that you don't edit your current video, but you make improvements of your any future videos. You learn from it and make sure you don't make those same mistakes as you're moving forward. And that way you're always increasing the quality and the engagement of all your videos. So by the time you've done your, I don't know, 10th or 20th video, you'll be way better than the first video that you put out. And at a certain time, you might like to go back. If you're making really good videos and your engagement rates have increased by a lot, you might like to go back and re-record those first videos you did, because the content might have been really good, but just your presentation style might have been rubbish, or you just weren't used to talking into a camera. And all of that takes practice. And I think that's probably one of the main things with your videos is do them and do them often. You'll get a lot better with them, and you'll learn the ways that are engaging to people and engaging to the search engines, because that's what you want. And the more videos you can get into your content, the better. People are using videos a lot these days. So all of the tips I've talked to you about today are really important for you getting your video quality right and optimizing it well for your website and for the search engines. So if you want a bit more advice about videos or anything to do with setting up a business or a website online, have a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com. We've got over 1,100 free articles there about all sorts of things, business and lifestyle. Have a look, see what you can learn, do a bit of research around it, and go and get some cool videos loaded up on your website. That's all we've got time for in episode 181, the best methods to record and present video within your website. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Elevating Business. Make sure to check out our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more tips and tricks for how you can grow and make your business more successful.